So we're on his trail.
I keep wondering, is Michael Jackson the extraordinary target of multiple extortions? Or is he a man who is a pedophile?
It's Jackson's first appearance at court. 4 months ago, almost exactly a decade after the Jordan Chandler case, another teenage boy came forward with the same allegation. Michael Jackson had molested him.
We're having sort of a rerun of a soap opera that we were all involved in a decade ago.
It's all started all over again.
Even the same characters are involved. It's the same prosecutor, D.A. Tom Snedden.
Jackson, multiple counts.
The same reporters.
I didn't look down at his shoes, but the buttons on his jacket, they were big, square, and they looked like they were encrusted with diamonds. Each one of them.
It's a boy the same age, making the same allegations against the same star.
We're 10 years older, but we all look so fabulous. It's the only one who hasn't aged well is Michael.
In the last 10 years, Jackson's weirdness has gone into freefall.
Is he just a man in search of playmates?
He's acquired 3 children and is mired in debt. Last time he paid the boy off, but this time the law's been changed. So he can't swat away this latest accuser so easily.
If there are people who are after Michael Jackson's money now who think he's an easy mark, the law in California doesn't allow it anymore.
The new law says nobody gets any money until after the trial is over. So Jackson is set to face his new accuser in court. And he may see another old friend there too. The rumor is the DA intends to subpoena a reluctant Jordan Chandler as a star witness.
Jordan would rather this latest case doesn't come up. He's been through it once. It was really unpleasant. He doesn't want to do it again.
It would be very tough on him. Weren't you the boy whose father demanded $20 million? Weren't you the boy who never testified in court? Weren't you the one that the district attorney wanted to call and you refused to be there?
And there he goes. Up, he's on top of the car. Well, I can tell you, I have never seen a defendant come out and get on top of a car and wave to people.
This time, we may get to hear answers to the questions Jackson paid millions to duck back in 1994.
My feeling is the only way it's ever really going to end is if Michael is found guilty. If he's acquitted in this case, he's going to go out there and he's going to claim that the first one was a lie too, that the extortion happened, and the whole thing is going to just go be huge again because Michael's going to need to do that.
So was this the world's richest pedophile buying his way out of jail? Or was it the scam of the century? Who knows? So far, only Michael Jackson and Jordan Chandler.
Hey, more Monday proofing yourself next on BBC Three with Who Rules the Roost?